Are you one of those people that longs to expose yourself? GoDaddy.com has everything you need to expose your inner brilliance to the world. And this podcast contains a special code that you can use to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
No. Hi guys, it's Martin, aka GD from GD's Bite Size Bonus. Just thought I'd pop over to tell you how much I'm enjoying the show and tell you to keep up the good work. And also to tell your listeners when they finish listening to Punky Radio to come over to bitesizebonus.podshow.com to listen to me, GD, with GD's Bite Size Bonus for 60 minutes of the best independent music from around the world. I'm doing it 5 days a week, Monday through to Friday. Bitesizebonus.podshow.com.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky.
Gooper!
Hello!
How exciting. Oh, what another great... Hey, thanks very much, GD.
Thank you, GD.
He did that especially for us.
Thanks, man.
Do you know what? He does his show 5 days a week.
Right.
And we do ours once.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, they've got about the same quality, because ours is just five times better than his. It's Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And well done for finding us here. We've got another cracking show for you. We've got music this evening from, in reverse order, from America, from London Town, from Norway, from Ireland, and from Liverpool.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? We've got a word of the week, but I'm not going to tell you that yet. It's a phrase of the week this week.
Okay.
We'll be playing another promo at the end of the show, because we've suddenly had an influx of promos. More reason to tell you about that later on. I'll be having a word with both Jamie Oliver and Janet Street Porter about halfway through the show this evening.
Really?
Looking forward to that,
nice.
Yes. Yeah. Bumped into them last week, round at number 10 Downing Street. Yeah, that's right. Janet Street Porter was round there. She was just there really as a taster for Jamie Oliver's new school dinners.
Right.
They needed someone with a mouth capable of being able to take in a whole lemon meringue pie in one go.
Okay.
And I was there because I've heard there's a gardening job going. And as you know, I'm quite green-fingered.
Oh, dear.
And this is The Needles, which is great. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there'll be news about me getting in touch. No, there's a real piece of news here. I've been in touch with the Dead 60s.
Have you?
About using some of their
instrumentals.
Their dub instrumentals.
Nice.
And we're waiting to hear back from their management company. So, fingers crossed, we'll be able to exclusively play some Dead 60s dub material, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
There's a Punky Poetry Corner this week.
Okay.
Have you got a twat?
I do, sir.
A lot of people like it when I say that.
Oh.
I can't think why.
Who knows?
We have had another judgmental through, but
right.
I can't reach for the cinnamon gum this week, so we're going to save it.
Okay.
It takes a while to get over a superhero alter ego episode.
A psychotic episode, yeah.
Easy.
Okay.
All right, and have you done anything this week?
No, just been generally a little bit busy and quite a good weekend, actually, yeah.
I'll find out more about that later on, shall I? Let's do the first song.
All right.
First song, Zombina and the Skeletones have got a new album out, mate.
Have they?
It's brilliant, yeah. Obviously, we were one of the first people to get it. It's called Death Valley High. And you get a load of nice pieces of paper with it. They've done a school report and all sorts that I can't find right now.
A school report?
Yeah, what they did, because it's called Death Valley High, and it's the idea, it's sort of a movie soundtrack without the film, right?
Right.
So it's in three suites. And but they sent us this, look, Death Valley High Student Progress Report, where they give you the chance to fill in, like a school report, they give you the chance to fill in your comments and marks on each song.
Nice.
Now, I haven't done it yet because both the parents weren't here. But as you're here, we'll do it this afternoon.
You got some red pen?
Yes, Tony. I may have got some red pen and I will be noticing your spelling mistakes. Prepare for a spanking.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd like that back, please, in case there's information about their website on it. So, as you know, every week on the show, now, it's available through Ectoplastic Records and their website. Thing is, you should know it by now, what is Zombina and the Skeletons' website?
It is Zombina.com, isn't it?
It is Zombina.com. It's Tony yes. 1, Internet 0. Make sure you get hold of them. Every single thing Zombina and the Skytones bring out is brilliant. Here's the proof. This is one of the tracks they've recommended you play in the clubs. Now, I don't know whether they meant football clubs, bingo halls, whatever. But this, if I've got it right, is... oh, by the way, it's a Dead Friend special this week.
Dead Friends special.
Yeah, yeah. And this is your girlfriend's head. It's clearly not about you, Tony. unless it is just a head and you dug it up.
Leave it. Your girlfriend's head was on your shoulders, and he took the punch bowl and ass and stress about everybody I've been there. Kids are screaming, somebody fainted on me. I got ketchup all over my dress. She always looks so beautiful, always looks so beautiful, but she never looked as beautiful as she did tonight. Whoa, it's such a tragedy that she didn't live to see tonight. Whoa, she looks so good tonight. Her head rolls out of the punch bowl and onto the dance floor, looks at me with her bleeding, bleeding eyes and her fists are flying and all the girls are crying. I would say sorry, but I hate to lie. You always look so beautiful, always look so beautiful, but you never look so beautiful as you did tonight. Whoa, that ought to make you see that you should have come with me tonight. Whoa, you look so good tonight. Yeah, you always look so beautiful, always look so beautiful, but you never look so beautiful as you did tonight. 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 You did tonight.
Tone, I really like that.
Yes, it was short. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's short but sweet. Absolutely. But the whole album is great. It's called Death Valley High. And go to Zombina.com. They will be on our MySpace. And they're already listed on our website as well. 13 top tracks on it. Really, really different. There's a lot more male vocal on this one. A lot more backing vocals going on. And there's some of it's kind of garage punky like that. There's some horror rock on there. There's a couple of doo-wop numbers.
Really, doo-wop?
Yeah, it's a really nice... Hot. Nicely put together album, and their first proper release in 4 years. I have a proper release 3 or 4 times a day. Now,
okay.
Time for MySpace comments. Now, we would normally do our MySpace latest comments and Podcast Alley in this bit, but we've had so many good comments this week.
Right.
That I've got 3 pages of them. I couldn't cut it down any more than that. These are all quality comments. So,
okay.
I'll do a page, then you do a page, then I'll do the last one that's long. Deal?
All right. Deal, yeah.
MySpace.com/punky radio. Make sure if you are on MySpace, you do add us as a friend. There's loads to do on our profile. It's quite funny. And there's a very, very silly video of me in there now. Racing around Sherwood. So, here goes. It's also a very good way to leave us a comment, isn't it?
Yes. Because you can put as much as you like in there.
Up to 2,500 characters.
There you go.
One of these comments is nearly 2,500 characters
crap.
Long. Michael, thank you. Here goes, first of all, The Laughing Man. Now, some of these are new people, some of these are regulars, right?
Right.
The Laughing Man. Goopa Goopa. Double commented, sorry, there was another one before it. But I was just watching your video on your MySpace, Paul. That's myspace.com/PaulB_Edwards.
Okay.
And I'd noticed, but the video's also... Oh, fucking get on with it, Paul. And I'd noticed in the background there was some sort of mysterious figure walking around. Have you seen that?
No.
This video's only 7 seconds long, but there's a mystery fella in the back there.
Yeah, walking his dog or something.
Do you have a Sasquatch in Sherwood? Or is that the Punky Bunker Vandal? Could be. Hope to catch that smacktard soon and maybe beat him with the branches of 1,000 trees. Wonderful show this week, and I was happy to find out that Tony was not that foxy moron in the T-shirt. Thank God. I thought Tony turned me on. Cheers. The Laughing Man. I think he does. So, next one up. This is from Hamboy. Whose wedding I'm going to on Friday.
All right, cool.
And this is with reference to what we were talking about last week. As a teenager, I also used to get tanked up at the Red Heart, then go to Clop Hill every Halloween to see the naked witches, but always got turned away by the filth. There's a reason for that, mate. Don't go at Halloween. That's when all the tourists go.
Just go on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Think we should try it again this year? I'm working. Oh, I could. I'm in Henley. I'm only down the road. Oh, and I'm still waiting for my benefits from the Punky Union. Where are my benefits?
Now,
this is about the Punky Fans Union that I've kept out of.
Yeah.
But apparently everyone's going on there saying, where are their benefits from being in the union? And I'd just like to say to everyone who is already a member or is thinking of becoming a member of the Punky Fans Union...
Yes.
Being a member is benefit enough.
That's true. That's beautiful.
Cracking show as always. Not sure who's got the biggest tits. And whilst mine are pierced, I bet Twilight's for a lot more fun. Yes, you should see our bass players. They're belters. That's from Fatboy. I was just listening to the newest Punky, and what do you know? I hear my fucking comment. I went crazy. Yes. And the first thing I had to do was comment you and say thanks for the 5 seconds of fame. It's nothing. By the way, our podcast is called Podcast Killed the Radio Star. It's just him and me with a mic and no organisation. That's why it's shit compared to your mighty Punky, Charlie. That's why we've had so many comments this week. So a lot of people were talking about last week, the other one, we love your show, we do a podcast as well, but it's shit.
Okay.
There you go, that's another great advert for it. Podcast Killed the Radio Star. It actually did.
Yes.
If you think about it.
It did these ones, yeah.
Goopa. Hello. Carpill. Right next to where I live.
Scary.
They had a battle of the bands a few months ago, in which we came second. The other bands were bollocks, though. Well, clearly one of them wasn't. I've had no experience with the Witches of Clophill, but some of my friends have. Might have to check it out. Nice podcast. Keep it up. Bombshell. There you go. See, there might have been a few people out there going, yeah, right, there's a witch's covered in Clophill. Proof. Around hearts and beds. And on Halloween, when they'll next all be out, I'm doing a gig in Henlow that is but 8 miles down the road.
Right.
Might get me some late-night witchery. Right. Pooper Gooper. Hello. So let's clear up a few... Yeah, it's Gooper Gooper, by the way. Let's clear up a few things. One, Dave Hawthorne equals Hawthorne Heights... I'd ask you to look them up, but that would just be too cruel. This is from Anna. That was that the...
That's who he's a twat, week. Yes.
Right. Number two. Oh, I said number two. Number two. Broke up with him because he was just an idiot. Not strictly because he was gay, but that would be a reason in itself. Number three. I don't have any brothers, but I do have a cousin, so I will ask him if Dave's been giving him any bum-fudging looks. Four. Calgary, Canada is the location. Home of cowboys. I think there's a lot of... cowboys in the traditional Old West of the United States may disagree with that, but yes, I do believe it's the home of some cowboys.
Right.
And finally, I don't know, hope Tony gets laid. If all else fails, get a mail order bride from China. P.S. I sent you a poem and we'll be hearing it later.
That's just
right, that's
wrong.
That's page one. Go on, get stuck into page two.
Okay, so the more MySpace comments. Happy Friday the 13th. A word of warning about the polo blow, Joe. It's not worth the effort if the mistress fun size. Not much is. Hope you both well. Amy from formerly from Philadelphia, but now from Raleigh.
Amy, the artist formerly known as being from Philadelphia, who is no longer working doing porno listings.
No.
She's clearly making the films with dwarves and toothpaste.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Finally set up a music account for our pod.
Well done you.
Love you guys. Thanks for mentioning us. We recently got a 5-star review on iTunes from one of your listeners.
Hey.
Love you. About to record a new pod. First one in ages. Hope you guys take a listen. That's from Sam. That's the Sam and Rose podcast.
No, Sam and Phil.
Sam and Phil.
Sam and Phil or Phil and Sam podcast.
Okay.
Sam Rose is something else. But yeah.
Right.
We're uniting fans and bands and podcasts
and
podcast across the land.
Across the lands, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Lamppost.
Right, it's Scottish accent, please.
Okay, hang on.
Fook! Fook! Ha ha ha! Laugh my ass off! Yes! It is your Scottish friend, Tony! I loved your accent! Spot on! For a bad impersonation for a Scotsman. We do not sound like that in real life. But when we meet an English person, we put on a really bad accent to fool the English. So ha! If you understood that. Paul, thank you for telling people how to properly say my hometown's name.
Greenock!
Listen to Hawthorne Heights, and I'm in a good mood. Your friend, Lamppost.
I've got an issue there. What? I'm listening to Hawthorne Heights, and I'm in a good mood.
It's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah,
is that,
fundamentally.
Is that a foxymoron? I mean, oxymoron.
No, it's not a foxymoron. That's just an oxymoron.
Oh, you're right.
I love you guys to mention MCR, even though you were insulting them. Lamppost, MCR?
My Chemical Romance.
Ah,
Can I have that back, please? This is how that should have sounded.
Yes, and I'm your Scottish friend, Tony. I loved your accent, spot on. But for a bad impersonation of Scotsman, we do it.
Etc.
Jangs.
Crevens, Mrs. McGofferty.
Gooper. I'm back, Smacktards.
Hooray.
Thanks again for mentioning me on the podcast. I really do appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, it's Pennsylvania's almost winter season, so right now we have snow. Gotta love snow. Well, anyways, my mum told me to shovel out the driveway, and I did. But I also shovelled the yard, so it spelled out Punky.
Yes, good work.
I had about two or three people stop and ask about it, so I think I may have gotten you some new listeners.
You may have done. Thank you so much.
By the way, Paul and Tony, your accents are drop dead sexy.
Tony?
Yeah?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
She's absolutely right.
She's right, you know. Personally, I don't think there should be groups against either of you two. You can't have
me neither.
You can't have a Paul without a Tony, but you can't have a Tony without a Paul either. It seems that you both go hand in hand in a non-queer way.
Easy.
Last week was the gay special, not this week. P.S. Thanks for the nice name chant last time. You know how I love the way you say my name.
Oh, who's this from?
Always looking.
Toe jiggity.
Toe jiggity.
Toe jiggity. Toe jiggity. Oh, that toe jiggity. Ain't got no pain, fool. Toe jiggity. I'm pitiful. Pitiful. Toe jiggity. I'm pitiful.
Hello, mate.
Hello.
Thanks for the ad, you cheeky monkey.
Ooh.
I love your podcast. It's awesome to listen to you and have that brilliant British sense of humour over here. It gets a bit dull in these here parts of Oregon. Keep up the ace work, Tracy.
Ah, Tracy is one of our few adult listeners.
All right.
Yes, that's right.
With a job.
She's 104.
Nice.
That was the Planet Smashers. This is Zombie Ghost Train, by the way.
Okay.
Details of all of them on the thingamabob.
On the band's page on punkyradio.com.
That's the one, yeah. The thingamabob.
Hello. Thanks. That's for the ad. I download your podcast. It makes me laugh, which is a good thing because I hardly ever smile these days. Yep, anyways, thank you for the ad again. Byes. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Yella.
Right, I'm going to attempt something now because I know for a fact, does she say that Yella is from North Wales?
No, she didn't say that.
Like, Yella's from North Wales because she put a comment on my other podcast as well.
And your other podcast?
My other podcast. My other profile.
You've been cheating on the podcast.
I have. I'm sorry, Tony. I've been seeing other podcasts. Like, there's a... Actually, I really gave one a fucking kicking at the weekend. It's like sexual aggression. I love it. I do. I'd really like to beat up podcasts.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Everyone's got to have a hobby.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is, when you know Total Talk Nonsense and you know Air Out My Shorts, they're just waiting for a fucking pasting, I'll tell you. Right, so look, I'm going to read this out again now.
All right.
But you know how this was, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to attempt to do it as a Welsh kinblood.
Okay, cool.
Oh, hello. Thanks for the ad, Lake. I download your podcast, is it? It makes me laugh, which is a good thing, you see, because I hardly ever smile these days. Oh, boys. Kinblood. All right. Last page. This is a long one. Excuse my language. Hey, you horrid wankers. That's more like it.
Hi.
I'd just like to let you guys know that you've had a great impact on my life. Well, at least when it comes to listening to podcasts. After listening to Paulie B gas away about Total Talk Nonsense for the 100th time, I decided to give them a listen. TTN is amazing and second only to the almighty Punky. Thanks to Paulie, I have expanded my listening habits. However, my outlook on podcasting was not always so bright. I was browsing iTunes music podcasts and one of them caught my eye with its not-so-subtle title. I downloaded an episode and gave it a listen, and it was one of the most horrifying loads of bollocks to plough into my ears since the last time I listened to the president of my beloved country speak. I'm sure you must be curious as to what podcast could possibly be that full of rubbish. Well, Paulie B and Tony, that podcast was none other than Crab Baby Emo Kids.
Oh, Emo Kids.
Crab Baby Emo Kids. Hanging around my diary.
Kimblow.
I sat through the whole thing, wondering if the host's strange accent was due to him being from some distant part of the UK.
No.
Or if he had a broken jaw, more likely, particularly if I got hold of him, what with me liking to beat up podcasts. But even his irritating way of speaking was tolerable to his music. But anyway, I was severely disillusioned. My faith in the essential decency of mankind had been shattered and all hope seemed lost. But then I saw the Punky Show. I listened and I was saved. Hallelujah! 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 I can hit the high notes.
I can't.
I might smoke a lot ton, but I can hit the high notes. Right, where was I? Oh, yeah, and I was saved. Goopa, goopa. Goopa, goopa. You guys have been my favourite podcast ever since, and I owe many hours of quality entertainment to the two of you. It's great to see two guys waving the punk flag amidst a sea of kinblood. Keep fighting the good fight, boys. Cheers, Michael. Right, Tony, say something interesting.
Okay, don't forget you can buy t-shirts from my t-shirt store at Cafe Press. If you go to punkyradio.com, just below the home link on the left, there's a store link. Click on there, you'll find...
Just blow the homo on the left.
Blow the homo on the left.
Yeah.
With now, you and spending your time.
That would have been a much better Spice Girls track.
Blow the homo on your left.
Spice up your life. Right then.
Okay.
All right. Now, have you put on up the chick dig my trousers t-shit yet?
I will do it today. So it should be up.
Is that because you're a lazy fuck pig?
I am a lazy fuck pig, yes.
I am a... Don't hit me too hard, will you?
No.
No, you're not going to hit me, Tony. I was being you then. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry, I should have said this.
Fuck off.
More of that later with you not being able to speak and that.
Oh.
Right, track two, The Undertakers.
Right.
This has come through from Ireland. Right, this is kind of garagey. It's not so punk. It's more garage. It's a bit slower. But this oozes. You know, I like rock and roll music that oozes.
You like it dirty?
This is dirty. Mm. It's called Undertaker Stomp. What's their website?
Undertakers.com.
Right, they're from Ireland. I'm going to give you two goes here.
Undertakers.co.uk? I don't know what the island one is.
Well, is Ireland in the UK?
Yeah. I thought, no. Northern Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, did I say it's from Northern Ireland?
No.
I said it's from Ireland.
Right.
The Republic of Ireland, Southern Ireland, Era.
Right.
The ancient land of Hibernia or so. Was that Scotland? Or was that Ireland?
I have no idea.
No, Scotland was Caledonia and Ireland was Hibernia, I think. Yeah. Quite clearly, it's theundertakers.ie.
Right.
It's Tony One, Internet One. Good. And this is Undertaker Stomp. Have you turned it up, Tony?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course.
All right.
God.
That is quality work. That's paused. That hasn't. That is quality work. Right. Could I just have that up a little bit? And also the music.
No worries.
I quite like to bend you over a chair, Tony. Now,
cool. Okay.
Teach you the meaning of the word respect.
Fair enough.
So, you're going to do Podcast Alley for us now, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes.
I'll just do the bit about Podcast Alley this time, because I know what I'm doing. Right. It's very important that you vote for us at Podcast Alley. Not only will you be giving us a vote, but you'll also be voting. You'll be voting on A Path to Righteousness. Only by voting Punky, and Punky alone, without our permission. Will you clearly make a difference to the world of music and podcasting? And comedy, of course. It's very important, therefore, that you go to podcastalley.com, type in Punky, and vote for us. You can also vote for us by visiting punkyradio.com and hitting the, for fuck's sake, please vote for us, we're desperate for votes, bit. Or alternatively, go to our MySpace profile, myspace.com/punkyradio, and follow the vote link. You will have to give them your email address, but you do not get spammed. This has been a public service announcement for Punky Radio. Off you go, Tom.
Okay. These are the latest comments from Podcast Alley. Oh, and it's in German, which I can't really read or speak, but I shall try it. Fies Wiesche?
Just get on with it.
All right! Verfichtenficker, wieso versat I mir immer meinen Wiegse Eibit? Was from Stefan. P.S. Keep on the good work, and Tony, please speak more clearly. I don't understand a single word when you are talking.
Yeah, guess what, Tony? your what? German's better than your English.
Well,
I think
who'd have thought it?
I think that's what I'm saying. Just read the German line out.
Ewig verfickten Ficker.
Yeah,
Wieso versu I mir immer minnen wigse Abit.
I think it's saying your fucking show really cheers up my drive to work. Just pass it over from what you've said. Let me see here. Ewig verfickten Ficker, wieso verselt I mir immer meinen wigse Arbeit. Yeah, I think it's saying your fucking show, your fucking show really brightens up my journey to work, I think, anyway. From what I can remember of my German. Was kostet die Hunt in die Fenster, die Eins mit die Wageli Tail.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Loco Lotion, fan-bloody-tastic, love the podcast, I'm an expat living in Knarden. Best part of the show, listening while on the train, thinking if half the people on the train were listening as well, they'd be shocked and disgusted.
No, they wouldn't. They'd love it.
Starbucks coffee. Some Gareth.
Thank you, Gareth. But, you know, I think most people would really appreciate it.
Yeah. Us or humour.
I wouldn't have headphones on. I'd take speakers.
Strap them to the side of your head and let everyone listen.
No, strap them to the side of some fit bird. Then they'd all listen.
Nice.
This and for dancing, Tony. Looking. This for dancing. This for thinking. It's not okay. A vidcast, Paul.
No, it's not. Crazy tribal people. Goopa. Greeting from the land of the 98% circumcised people, 2% black nail kittenbloods, slimmer-pogoing while wanking and crying multitasking bastards. Long-time listener from the Philippine Island.
Come on!
Philippine, nice!
Long-time listener in the Philippines! Oh, yeah!
That's from Maputix. Maputix?
Good work.
Fair enough.
Good work.
Subscribe now if you haven't subscribed.
It just shows, though, doesn't it, Tone? It just shows, though. There's kittenbloods all over the world. There must be some factory that's making them.
What would that sound like?
Probably something like... They're working late. Late shift.
Nice. Subscribe now. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast by now, you're most sadly not the smartest peanut in the turd.
Yeah, true.
That's from some guy somewhere. You twat. Here's your vote, twats. From Burrito Busca.
I think they spelt twat wrong on purpose.
Do you reckon?
It's nice. Twat. Get used
to it. It's clearly twat.
Clearly.
You're welcome. Here, I voted. Better make this one count, smacktards. Much love, Catherine. P.S. Love the show. You flat faces make my week.
See, there's a lot of usage of the swear Esperanto going on here, isn't there?
Liking it. Smacktards.
Podcast Alley is loving the Punky Dictionary.
Cool.
Good work.
That's a spotted car on fire. Tony, I'd just like to say you rock. That's some Super Stunt 2004.
Yeah, well, some people don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, clearly they do. Forgetful wankers. You forgot to play my promo. Well, that's okay. Usually people that are busy and act important are the ones that forget the normal folk in class. Still, I promote Punky and hope that someday it will be number one in the music podcasting category. Alcohol rules and last me. And that's from Gary Holsteady.
That is from Gary Holsteady. We are not forgetful wankers, Gary. I accidentally deleted your promo without ever playing it. So thank you for sending us another one. We're playing it at the end of this show.
Okay. And alcohol, yeah, they do.
You twat. Although saying that, he does look after almost single-handedly the podcast musical output of the Minnesota punk scene. Fair enough.
All right. Cool.
Minnesota. With all the yodelers in Minnesota. Yodelers in Minnesota. The home of Prince and yodeling.
Okay.
Last comment. Now that's an album I would have bought,
isn't it? This podcast rocks. I checked out this podcast just
this
out.
Is how it sounds when doves cry.
I checked out this podcast.
Prince
just
in the Sound of Music.
Come on.
Prince in the Sound of Music. Oh, that'll be good.
Have you got Sound of Music on DVD?
The Nazis. Why is he in wearing purple?
I've never seen it.
What, it's got Sound of Music? I'm amazed you haven't.
It's got nuns in though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Buy it, really.
Yeah.
Nun films are all.
There's not enough sexual violence in it for me, really.
No.
No.
Some deers, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I checked out this
the
podcast.
The sound of a good punching.
We'll get through it.
The sound of a good punching.
A good punching?
Yeah, on the point of climax. That's a film I'd pay to see.
I need to get through this. I checked out this podcast just out of curiosity. What did I find? A couple of weird guys having fun and even being entertaining at times.
It's ours.
And the music is great too, apparently. Paul and Tony really know what they're doing.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We're professionals.
And
you hear me?
And the thousands of listeners can be wrong. Well, I assume that's a bit... Surely that's can't. And I don't know
yeah,
who
yeah.
Just from that podcast.
I hope that's a mis... Read out that last line again. I think that's funny.
Paul and Tony really know what they're doing and their thousands of listeners can be wrong.
I hope they did mean can't be wrong.
Hopefully.
I do hope they did. Right, emails and messages. I'm going to race through these.
Okay.
Goopar. Dear Fag Buttons is... It's Canadian, not Canardon. You haven't heard from me in a while. No, it is actually Canardinan. Mm. You haven't heard from me in a while because I've been really busy. Well, so... With my homework load and my inability to do homework while listening to you. I have to listen to you on Saturdays while I'm working. By the time I manage to get back to a computer, it's Monday night. She must work a long way from home. That's 2 days. Everything's really spaced out, though, Tony, in Canardinan. Yeah. By the time I manage to get back to my computer, it's Monday night. Too late to send a comment or email, I know. Pathetic excuse, but whatever. Canardiner is much worthier of iTunes reviews being read out than those other countries you speak of. And you have more listeners in Canada... Oh, I said Canada. I'm sorry. I meant Canada now. than you know about. Because not all of them download your podcast via iTunes or via punkyradio.com. I have a punky CD that I lend to people. Ha-ha. Good work. So there. Plus... Canardinan listeners are automatically cooler because we have lumberjacks, mounties, polar bears, moose, and sweetly cool accents. You reckon?
You think?
Your constant rip-offs of always looking...
Always looking.
Tick my piss-off timer. Laugh out loud. Use the dictionary properly. I have a judgmental for you, but I'll send it in later next week due to my lack of time to type it here as I'm at school. By the way, la-la-la-la-la-la-la, a-poog. I was on with a Canadian comic on Saturday night called Craig Campbell. He's fantastic. And Craig was going on about how people in Canada are very well behaved compared to people here. And we've got this real eat shit copper attitude to running red lights and kind of when it says no petting in the pool, you know, I'm petting.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy petting. I said, yeah, he said no petting, not no heavy petting, right? but there, he does this joke on stage. He said, it's a well-known joke. How do you get 100 Canadians to get out of a swimming pool?
Don't know.
Say, will everybody please get out of the swimming pool? What's that on the boot? Gooper. Hi, I've been listening to Punky since this February. Fucking hell, you must be bored of it by now. Listen to another one. And I think it's brilliant. I haven't really been on the computer. I would hope not. That much, though. Sorry, I'm just on a different looking wavelength here. I haven't really been on the computer that much, though, so you won't know me from MySpace. So I decided to make amends and do something original. I thought, what is there a distinct lack of on the Punky page? Then it hit me. A game completely inspired by Punky. It took me more hours than I can count on one hand, but it was hopefully worth it. I've attached the game. It's basically a complete copy of Snake, but better because the snake is you, Paulie. Yes, you. And the food is Tony with an emo fringe. Hee hee hee. It should play if you have a flash player, but if not, I think you should ask Tony because I'm pretty rubbish at those things. Well, it's been a long day and I'm off to bed. Joe 14. I wonder if he knows Joe 90. Joe 90 must have been a much later model.
Yeah.
Like Joe 14, you know, they're actually practically blind. Joe 14.
One leg.
And they didn't have one of those big things, those metal egg things sitting. They just had a whisk that he had to hold in his hand and spin round and go, psh, 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 psh. You did the psh, you did the psh tone. Do the psh, psh, do that psh, psh. Go on then, keep going, a bit faster. Psh, 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 no, not that fast. Psh, 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 Right. So, hey, Paul. Just thought I'd ask if you'd ever thought of bringing your comedy act to Ireland. It would be the most exciting thing to happen here in about 50 years. All five of us that live here would come and watch. Sincerely, Chairman of the Board. Well, Chairman of the Board, we're already taking lengths to get me back to Ireland. I haven't been there for years. And hopefully at some point I will be doing the Laughter Lounge in Dublin. If they decide I'm funny. Hey, Paul, you okay? Just wanted to ask when do you think you will next do a show at Chester? I really want to see your stand-up. Fucking hell, ego massage this week, man. Mm-hmm. Cheers. Cheers, Elliot. Oh, I've got an idea for phrase of the week. Here we go. It is, took the bacon out of Ralph McTell's sandwich. It's a term to say when someone did something unexpected or pulled the rug from under you, not literally. For example, when someone gets past you and nicks the last Malteser under your nose when you were wanting going to get off from the box and you say, you really took the bacon out of Ralph McTell's sandwich with that one. What do you think, Elliot? Elliot, I think it's shit. Right.
Fair point.
That's not getting on. It's a nice try, Elliot. Only joking. Hi, Paul. I was just listening to the most recent Punky on the way to work this morning. Great stuff. Didn't get through it all. Thankfully, that would be a shitty commute. But I made a resolution to get me and my co-host a bit more revved up for our podcasts. We normally do them last thing at night and you can hear it. Compared to you two, we're probably putting people to sleep. So there you go. You're my inspiration. You are wind beneath my wings. Later's Phil. And that's Phil from Soccer Shout, who we played a bit ago.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason that I'm always going on about Soccer Shout is because Soccer Shout is made by British people, but in America.
Yeah, and it's daily, isn't it?
It's daily, and it's about proper football, Americans, with the right shaped ball. It's none of this chase the egg fucking nonsense, all right? Mm. And well done, Phil. And it's good as well, although yeah. He's a Borough fan. He's a bit of a tit. Hello, guys. Hope you're having a good time. Thank you for everything. You bring many people to our page from all around the world. Have a nice day. The Pigtails. Played the Pigtails a while back, you see.
All right.
Play a band on this show, man. If the listeners like them, they go and find them.
They do.
Thank you, the Pigtails. Well done. Yeah, and we will play again at some point. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for their label to send us their album. Because I think we've only got the one track by them. I'll check. Yo, just messaging to tell you that our brand new album, A Whole New Ball Game, has been posted today. It'll probably reach you guys within 3 to 4 days. Now get your ass ready for the E String Revolution. And that's from Turd Ferguson. And Turd Ferguson, Tony,
yeah,
is in the next band we're playing.
Aww.
Hence the message. Check my bad self.
Wicked.
Gravmar and the Gravediggers. Now, I found Gravmar and the Gravediggers on MySpace. Or in fact, they may have found us. And you know what? I thought this new album, A Whole New Ball Game, I thought this might be right up our street. With titles like We Are the Grave Punk Band, Holy Fuck, Smells Like a Rich Bitch, which nearly got on the show, 666, The Number in My Fucking Ass, and Welcome to Pussyland, I thought we need this band on our show. But I've chosen track 3, Tony.
Okay.
I've chosen track 3.
And what's that one called?
Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. I want you to guess their website.
Okay, what are they called again?
They're called Gravmar and the Gravediggers.
Right.
All right.
Gravmarandthegravediggers.com.
Well, what we're going with here is we'll just do their MySpace.
Yeah. MySpace.com/ Gravmar and the Gravediggers.
No, sorry, man. It's MySpace.com/ Gravmar. You're only getting one go this week. Okay. It's Tony 1, Internet 2.
It's harsh but fair.
No, it's not. It's just fair.
True. Okay.
It's just fair, mate. And this is the song. Now, I've been looking forward to saying the title of this song for some time now. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and enjoy. I need the full title here. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Gravmar and the Gravediggers with Penalty Fucking with a Cactus, open brackets, is what old people deserve, close brackets. We'll be right back. It's apparently what all people deserve.
It's to the point.
It's penalty fucking with the cactus. Have you turned that down? Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Did I mention that was a cemetery surfers before then?
No.
Right. The beds before the cemetery service. Jeff Ugly Shoes, we love you.
Cool.
And this is Mustang Lightning, who we also love. And you never know, by next week, could have the Dead 60s.
Oh, great, that would.
So look, that's Gravmar and the Gravediggers. They will be, like the rest of the bands this week, on our MySpace Top Friends. I'll just go through our... I think we've got 70 pages now.
Oh, we shot past 69?
Well, yeah, we shot past 69.
Rubbish.
And I prefer a slightly more involved, longer, lengthier 69, Tony.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Not today, you know. Not right now.
I had a 62 the other day, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I fucked a swan.
Jesus.
Right. So then, Tone, you've got a twat, have you?
I do have a twat.
Go on, get stuck in.
Okay.
Get stuck into your twat, young man.
Okay, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. This week it's from Hugh, who reminded me a couple of weeks ago that I was a twat for not reading it out. But, on my own timetable.
Is this the one that I've edited?
No, that was a few weeks ago.
Well, I lose track.
Yeah.
I'm so busy these days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forget one week to the next.
Okay. Hey, you smack todders, shittiots. Goopa goopa and all that jazz. I have a twat for you. It would make my day if you could read this out for me, as I have nothing better to do till I have a job. Such a dull life. Anyway, on with the twat. I would like to nominate my girlfriend, Liz Rivers, from Plymouth in the UK.
Uh-oh.
She has scarily got it into her head that she is emo. What more can I say? She now has black hair with odd blonde highlights, a dodgy fringe, and wants me to take pictures of her looking like this so she can put them on MySpace and talk to other emos. Now, is it just me, or is that abnormal, twisted behaviour?
What, no, for a 36-year-old?
I don't know how old she is. If she's 15, then no. She used to be a happy little punchkin, looking to kill an emo or two around town, but now she has depressive mood swings and has a stockpile of diaries. Soaking
Tony,
blood, probably.
That might be more to do with her being 15.
Right.
If she is indeed 15. We don't know how old she is.
I don't know.
You haven't done your research.
Hang on, she says they're for college. Well, no, I don't think emailing right. back goes, so how old is your girlfriend? Is she fit? Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
I don't do that
anymore. He's still single, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically.
Technically?
Well,
what do you mean technically?
I mean, actually then.
Is there something I don't know here?
No. Shut up.
You've been getting stuck into your lodger?
Shut up. She says they're for college, but who needs three diaries? She used to be into a lot of punk and still loves your show, so I feel it's time to call in the big guns on the case.
It is.
Surely you can see my predicament. Do I leave her, B, or bury her in the nearest toxic waste dump? Love her to bits, really.
What am I doing?
The emo-ness is scaring me. You and only you can put a stop to all this madness by naming her and is a twat and hopefully knocking some sense into her head. Keep on punking, Punky. Tony.
That's easy for him to say.
You're a legend. And Paulie, how did you get the proper Mrs. Edwards and Tony hasn't got anyone? It worries me deeply. What is this world coming to? Take care, guys. Keep up the good work. From Hugh Williams in Plymouth, UK.
Some people have got it, some people haven't, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, ready?
Oh, hold on a minute.
So I can do that.
Blimey.
There you go.
That was amazing. That actually finished right on. Did you turn it down?
Yeah.
I thought I'd magically stopped it with my thoughts.
No, you've not quite reached that pinnacle yet.
I'm not far away.
Fucking hell. Right. So Liz Rivers from Plymouth in the UK
is a twat. And what's he called?
This is Hugh Williams.
Is a twat as well.
Yes.
For going out with her. If someone's that much of a fucking emo, dump him. Christ.
Yeah.
Saves you a load of time there.
Right. Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's a good twat, Tony. You've got a lovely twat.
Thank you, sir.
You've had a lovely twat this week.
Cheers.
Gorgeous. I didn't realise it was shaved.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Poetry Corner.
Right.
Now, I've got an announcement this week.
Have you?
Yeah. From probably Wednesday, MySpace will have a new place for you to go.
Oh.
That's right. I'm going to be setting up... I think I don't even know... I'm going for Paul's poetry, right? But basically, the reason we started doing Poetry Corner was because... I had a poem, didn't I, one week that I read out that was one of mine from years ago.
Yes,
I used to write poems all the time, right? And then I kind of stopped writing poems. Mm. But I'm going to start writing the odd poem again.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a little MySpace profile called Paul's Poetry. And every week I'm going to put up a new four poems on there for people to listen to in my lovely poem voice.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. And when I get a flash at it, there might be sound effects and bits and bobs on there. But to start with, it's going to be me talking.
Right.
But they won't be there to download. They'll just be there to listen to. But it'll be another place to go when you're bored at work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll normally be safe for work as well.
Right.
Because most of these poems I wrote when I was young, before I discovered the wonders of swearing.
Swearing's funny.
I love swearing. It's big and it's clever.
It is.
Like my cock. Here is my one. Right, this one has come from Anna, the Canadian Ardenman.
Okay.
Who we mentioned earlier in the show.
Hmm.
Here is my wonderful poem. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, the little punky peoples would play and play. You could read a book or ride a pony. Mind you, do it nicely, unless you are Tony. Dancing the night away and doing it right, not the gay, homoerotic way, music would turn away that frown, saving you from a nasty trip to Fishtown. And all the peoples would shout, oi, oi, with glee. Three cheers and a roasted kitten blood for Punky. Hope you liked it. Love, Anna from Canada and Ardenham. Yes, we,
I like
yes,
it.
I did. It's lovely nice. Poem. You'll get that on the website this week, yeah?
Yep.
I've got that as an email. If you have a poem that you'd like to send to us, please submit it to paulieb@punkyradio.com with your email titled Poetry Corner.
Yes.
Please don't send us stuff through on MySpace. It just gets lost.
Yep.
We need it via... yes, I'm talking to you, Elliot. Right, so... Elliot.
Ouch.
What's that E.T. joke? What's that E.T. joke?
What's E.T. joke?
Why is E.T. What is something about... Why is he short or something? Oh, so I can't remember the joke.
What, I don't know.
Why is E.T. short? I don't know. Oh, why is E.T. only 3'6" or something? Because he's only got short legs. What is it? What is...
I don't know.
Don't you remember that joke?
No.
All right. Well, doesn't matter then. Fair enough.
Okay, brilliant.
I can't remember.
Oh, God. We're gonna leave all our listeners hanging now. They're going to be desperate to know.
Hey, why don't we have a pregnant pause? That's enough of that. Let's play next song. Next song, The Jewel. Tara Rez, we love you. I've just banged my thing there, Tone. It might not work anymore.
Do that against the desk.
It might not work anymore. I've banged my thing.
These trees are sensitive things.
my special branches. Now, The Jewel.
The Jewel, yes.
Lead singer Tara Rez. Top lass. And their record company is Fafruck.com, all right, and Fafruck, or FFRUK. I call them Fafruck. I don't know what you're supposed to call it. It might be FFRUK.
Hmm.
It might be fucking rigid, united, kids.com.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know. I haven't looked at the site. Not that one, anyway. But they send out a bulletin. Every time we put up a new show, they send out a bulletin to all their MySpace friends and they post on their website that there's this new show up, and they really help us out every week. And we've played them a couple of times, but I think we ought to play another track of theirs just to show our appreciation. Deal?
Deal, yeah.
Deal.
Girl right. singers, love them.
Tasty girl singers, Tony.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Out of your league. Now, not necessarily out of mine. Right, so we're going to play track 12 of their fabulous album, Let's Finish What We Started, all right?
Okay.
And it's a fucking great album. Get hold of it. Go and check them out. Now then, Tone. They don't... Oh, my bloody phone!
I left your phone on. Oh, schoolboy.
Textbook error. Who's this? Oh, look, hang on.
Oh.
Is it all right if I call you back? I'm making a show. Did you forget? No, I'm too stupid. Okay, bye. That bloody Tara Rez, she won't leave me alone. Right, so we're going to... That was the proper Mrs. Edwards at work, bored. And I understand that she'd want to be cheered up, but, we've got a good job. We don't get paid for it, but we like doing it.
No.
So, anyway, this is a great album by The Jewel. Let's finish what we started.
Mm-hmm.
What's their MySpace, Tony?
MySpace.com/The Jewel.
You're good. It's 2-2.
Oh,
we're on a Desmond with one song left after this one, obviously. We're going to play track 12. Now, the reason I'm playing this, first time I heard this, I thought, hello, this is a bit funky at the start here. This isn't what I was expecting. Then it kicked in. I thought, oh, I like this one. And then just when I thought it couldn't get any more suitable, she started swearing.
Oh.
Right? It's great.
Great.
And she's got a really sexy voice for swearing as well. She can say things like, bum chum.
Nice.
Oh, she can say that.
Piss
no,
flap.
She's got a great voice. They're a great band. Make sure you check out their dates on the site, etc., etc. This is called No, it's not. This is called Nothing to Lose. All right? You said?
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh, yes.
Good, that, isn't it?
It's nice.
It is good, that. I like it. I like it a lot. That is Nothing to Lose by The Jewel. Make sure you check out. Mate, try and get hold of the album. It's really good. Because it's not your run-of-the-mill punk album. It's got layers, Tony. It's like an onion.
It's a bit funky at the start.
It's got
there.
Layers. That album's got layers.
Nice.
So, we need to get on with things a bit, because I've been gassing more than usual, haven't I?
Yeah, this could be the longest show ever.
Who do I think I am, Scott?
Right. So when they do a show,
yeah, when they fucking bother. No, they did. I felt like, I wonder if they they'll play out on this week's show.
I don't know.
Our one for them.
Our TTN.
Our TTN. Yeah.
Mm.
We put a lot of thought into that show. I'd hate to think it'd be wasted. Make sure you listen to Total Talk Nonsense. It's our second favourite podcast after our own.
It's sad but true.
It's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Air Out My Shorts come third. They wish. Yeah. Oh, do you know, speaking of Air Out My Shorts, I had a little spat with Preston Buttons out of Air Out My Shorts.
Oh, what's he done now?
On Podcast Alley. I can't... you know, we're always going on about... We're not always going on air about it, but I'm always going on about him having tiny hands.
Tiny hands, yeah.
Tiny hands.
Yeah.
He made some comment last week and I put a post up. He said something like, oh yeah, you can laugh, but you can't clap. It was pathetic. Thoroughly ashamed of myself. I'm very sorry, Preston Buttons. That was a very childish thing of me to write.
But funny.
But quite funny, yeah. You can laugh, but you can't clap. Something like that. Anyway, yes. I've just got a few things to run down it. I've already covered the fact that we've got in touch with Dead 60s, they were friends of our old show, but it's more difficult to be friends of this show when you're signed to a major label.
Yes.
Well, but they're not. They're signed to a label called Delta Sonic, who are distributed or whatever it is by Sony BMG Columbia Super Label, right?
Right.
So I've been in touch with the Dead 60s management, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. Like, because I got in touch with the guys, they were like, yeah, we'd love you to, but you've got to go through the right channels.
Yes.
Right, always the way, innit? But, you know, start off all right, unsigned, lovely job, don't get anywhere, we can do what we like, they get somewhere, we're fucked. Why are we trying to get all the bands we play on this show? Well, don't listen to this show, and please never visit the band's websites. Right, so we're waiting to hear from them, and hopefully we are going to, because the dub remixes of the album that they did was only on the second CD of the albums, and it was limited edition anyway.
Right.
So, and it's been withdrawn. You can't get them now. And we're going to be talking over the top of them anyway. I'm hoping that it's not going to infringe on copyright and bloody blah, and they're not going to do anything with the tracks in the future, so they might as well let us have them. I reckon.
That's our thoughts.
Yeah, we just need some very important people to agree with me. So that's that. Last week, when I was in the forest last Sunday, me and the Prophet Mrs. Edwards had ideas.
Really?
We had ideas in the forest,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, rubbish.
We had ideas to expand the video that I've done.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing more videos that we're going to add on to the original one. And I still haven't put the music on that we so lovingly recorded last week, but I am going to do that as well. Right. But I got a text from her. She was going shopping in Nottingham last week. I said, don't go to Nottingham. Haven't you seen it? There's a famine. the sheriff's overtaxing the people. There's nothing to buy. She found that to be true.
Oh, right.
Bought around Nottingham City Centre. She said, shopping shit. It's better. Her mum always said, you get things cheaper in Mansfield. She's got it in Mansfield.
Yeah.
But she sent a text saying to me, you are Rockin' Hood.
Rockin' Hood.
I am Rockin' Hood. And that makes you Slade Marion. Rockin' Hood and Slade Marion, that's right. No more Paulie being Tony, no. It's Rockin' Hood and, hey, Robin Hood. Blimey, we're emos in the Disney production of Robin Hood, I don't know. Rockin' Hood and Slade Marion's quite cool, though.
Slade Marion.
Slade Marion. It's like Maid Marion, only you're in a early 70s glam rock.
And big sideburns.
Huge sideburns.
Huge.
Massive sideburns.
I've got to bring mine back.
Sideburns you could hang on to.
Yeah.
Ha! I got you saying
why
yeah.
Would you want to?
Got him! Point. Got him!
Oh.
Twatted him. Oh, I've just done it. Oh. I've just punched myself and hurt myself more than
instant karma.
Could probably hurt other people.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right, so that's that. We've done that. I also lent you two DVDs last night for you to watch with your lodger.
Yes.
And you failed to watch either of them.
Dog Soldiers or Secretary. And
right.
We watched Alien 3.
So out of the choice... Right, now you watched Alien 3.
Yes.
Because your lodger wanted to watch a film that your lodger had already seen.
Yes.
Right. Because your lodger didn't want to concentrate on a film. Your lodger was hoping to be distracted, but that's another story. Right. Thing is, we lent you two DVDs.
Yeah.
Dog Soldiers and Secretary.
Yes.
Which one would you rather have watched with your lodger, if you'd had the chance, if you had the choice?
Well, probably the Secretary one, from my York review of it, because it was really kind of kinky.
Well, it is, you know, I saw it the other week, and if you haven't seen Secretary, now look, we don't want to go into the realm of film reviews particularly.
No, we'll leave
some,
that to other
some other lesser podcasts do that.
Who may or may not be doing shows.
When they can be bothered to record. But Secretary, it's a really intriguing film because it's not overtly sexual and it's not overtly funny. It's not really a rom-com. It's
right.
A bit kind of not really like any other film I've ever really seen. It's a bit of a study in the lives of someone who is submissive but didn't realise and someone who is dominant but... never thought he'd found someone to really properly be able to share the dominance with, and they find each other, and that's when the fun and the spanking starts, basically.
Right.
But there's not that many sexual scenes in it. It's more kind of the idea of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It does make you feel a bit greasy when you watch it, don't you?
It's still on the table at home, so maybe
I'm certainly more up for
a bit
some
spanking.
Things than I was before.
Oh,
I saw
really?
It. In a similar fashion, when I watch Dog Soldiers, I now want to go out into the Highlands and bite the heads off squaddies. But I do recommend Dog Soldiers, mate. It's really funny. Yeah. Really funny, yeah.
English, good old-fashioned English comedy horror film.
It's a British werewolf film.
Yeah.
And we do werewolf films better than anyone in the world.
Yeah.
We do the best werewolf films. And this one's up there with An American Werewolf in London, which is a classic.
About Shaun of the Dead level. Is it as good as that?
Well, do you know what would that be more about zombies
than
that?
I know. But such thing being ballpark, surely.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a British horror film. Right. Yeah, yeah. And it is really funny. Right. It isn't funny, jokey like Shaun of the Dead. It's more. It's got more of a sort of. I describe it. It's got more of a sort of With Nail and I,
right,
script. In that it's that sort of those sort of lines you're not expecting, that are just dead British, and just hilarious. There's one bit. I said to you last night, didn't I? While we were in bed together, I said to you in a Morecambe and Wise way, right?
God.
No, I said to you last night when you nipped round.
Yeah.
When you knit round
a cup of tea
night.
And a cookie.
Yeah.
If they want to know the truth.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And to drop off. Actually, you dropped off a...
Some CDs.
Yeah. You dropped off a package, didn't you? Last night, you were the post when I was the letterbox. Right.
And I filled your slot.
You
yeah, did, right,
yeah, you,
carry
you
on.
You filled my slot last night, Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
Good boy.
Thank
what
you.
I wanted you to do was fill my slot twice, make me come three times, and then end up with me spunking in your mouth. Sadly, you had to get back to watch a film.
Yeah.
Sadly, tea was ready. But yeah, Dog Soldiers, recommend it. And we promise not to do any film reviews in the future.
Yes.
But there will probably be more smut. Last song.
No doubt.
No doubt. Oh, and on Wednesday night, I'm doing the Corn Exchange in King's Lynn.
Have
you got any gigs this week?
I haven't, no.
Oh,
we've got any gigs planned. We are looking for gigs.
Oh, shit, and one other thing. God, this is the longest show ever, officially.
It will be.
God, it really will be.
Yeah, well, don't forget, there's a bit that we're going to cut out called The Middle.
Oh, yes. We'll dump that whole section. Yeah. It'll be 20 minutes long, the show. Brilliant.
The people that syndicate us, Wicked Radio aren't there anymore.
Yes.
We're not on in Wisconsin anymore. We're gutted about that.
Hopefully people are still listening,
we'll
though.
We'll get back soon. Hopefully they found another way to listen out there in Wisconsin. You come on, you cheeseheads. And Hussy Skunk, conversely... are going to send us out another night a week. We're going to be on twice a week. It's
going
to be brilliant. Thank you very much, Hussy Skunk. Our new best friends. Fuck you, Wicked Radio. last song. I'm holding the wrong CD.
Right.
This CD is playing for, and has been doing for God knows how long. Run through all the bits and bobs, will you, Tony?
Okay, so don't forget, visit our MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio. Yeah, on there is also all the bands from this week, and there are also the various factions on
Tony,
there.
Tony, what did someone say earlier on? Someone from Germany. They can't understand what you're
saying. Yes.
No, they can't understand what you're saying because your diction is fucking appalling. Unlike my dick, which is magnificent.
And you're just a Paul, I know.
I'm just a Paul, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just a Paul. I'm just a Paul who can't say no. I've really camped it up this week, haven't I?
Again for the second week running.
Second week running. That means I'm on a hat trick. Look out next week, Tone. It's a big. It's
Stay
a,
sat down next week.
It's a big last third. You know, it's not your arse. I'll be after.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. Sorry. So just speak properly.
Okay. So
speak properly.
The various factions for
I
the
love
show
telling you
are on the. I know. are on our top friends list. There is the Punky Fan Union, Treat Tony Nicely, the original and still the best. the Prick faction are on there. And there is a... What's the fourth one? Spank Tony Like a Bitch. How
Spank
could I
Tony
forget?
Like a Bitch. Punky Fans Union.
Yeah, I've done those.
And
Treat Tony Nicely. And
from later this week, something that will be to do with Paul's poetry.
You don't know what it's called yet.
I don't know, but it'll be on my profile and I'll probably put it on our top friends, the Punky Radio top friends as well, just for a week or so, so people know where it is, so they can go and give me some abuse. All right, last track. Confederates. Now, guess what? One of the lads out of the band Confederates. This ties up the whole show, actually. At the start, we played the promo for Green Dragon, right?
Mm.
Now, Green Dragon looks after Piggyback Records in the UK.
Right.
He's their man in the UK. The Confederates are signed to Piggyback Records.
Yeah.
And they're the last band we're playing tonight. Interestingly, Darren from the Confederates, is over here for a couple of weeks from next week. And... he got in touch with me and said, hey, can you come down to London town and meet up with me for a beer? I've got a T-shirt and a CD for you. So I went, fucking any excuse, yeah. So I'm going to go down and have a beer with him. I said to him, don't bother asking Tony, he's scared of London. So, yeah.
I don't like leaving Kirkby.
So, thank, yeah. Kirkby, oh, yeah, we haven't even talked about Google Earth. Found my house. My house is on Google Earth, and Kirkby in Ashfield, where you live,
my
isn't.
Town isn't even on it.
Your town's not on it, and my house is. How big did that make me feel? I didn't think I could get any mightier. My mighty berserker of a house. It just skewers out into space. Yeah. Right.
Okay, yeah. So
anyway, we've played a couple of tracks off this album before. It's called Running From The Cops. Now, I think they've got a new album out that I haven't got yet. Obviously, that's what Darren's going to give to me next week. What he would give to you, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, so this is from Running From The Cops, which I think is their last album. We've played Abducted before. I think we played Running From The Cops as well. But we're going to play the very last tracks. It's a Dead Friend special. You might have noticed most of the songs this week about people dying already being dead. Or how they should be dead. And if they're not, you're going to fuck them with a cactus. Right, but this is the last track on the album. It's track 18. Good value album,
nice.
This. Thing is, Tony, what is their website?
TheConfederates.com?
No, it's Confederates.com.
Oh.
Harsh, but
harsh, but unfair.
It's a rare victory. It's a rare victory for me and the internet. Tony, you failed to beat the internet this week.
I feel such a failure.
My commiserations to you.
Thanks.
Here goes, then. This is Raw Meat. What a great track that is. Raw Meat, Confederates. Looking forward to meeting Down at the band next week. Thank you so much for listening to Punky Radio this week. This is our longest show ever. That is because I've been talking too much, as is reflected in my lack of voice now, which is hanging by a thread. I really enjoyed it, though, this week's show.
Yes.
Tony, I'd like to apologise on behalf of me for making so many casting so many sexual aspersions this week, mentioning people I shouldn't have done, mentioning activities I shouldn't have done. I'd like to say to all of you out there in Punky Radio Land, my views are not the views of Punky Radio. That doesn't really work, does it?
No.
They obviously are. Look, all the bands that are on this week's show will be on our MySpace. Make sure that you go and visit them. Make sure that you take a moment, if you can, to listen to Green Dragon's podcast.
Yeah.
Right, who the primer was at the start of the show. In fact, I think we might have got him on a MySpace. I'll try and get that up there as well. And we've got Gary Holsteady as well from the Independent Stream, whose promo will be playing at the end of this bit.
Right.
Right, do you want to run through everything they can do?
Okay, so it's myspace.com/punkyradio.
Well said.
Visit us, our main website, punkyradio.com.
And we will update the words of the week this week, and you can buy a T-shirt.
Buy a T-shirt from punkyradio.com if you click on the store link.
Yeah, store.
Takes Cafe Press.
Punkyradio.com, hit store on the left-hand side, and we should get the new Chicks Dig My Trousers T-shirt up this week.
Yes.
It will only be available in black or cardinal.
Or the cardinal ones.
Black. Oh, it's a shame it isn't black or canardinan.
Canardinan.
Yeah. You can laugh, but you can't clap.
And don't forget, if you do buy a T-shirt, please email us a photo of you wearing it.
Or, preferably, email a photo of some girl wearing that and not much else.
That would be best.
Don't worry, we'll cut their heads off.
And that should make the movie less. Nice.
Next week, we're going to do our shortest ever show to make up for this being the longest.
Yeah, it'll be about 4 minutes.
Yeah. I'm lucky to last that long. Yeah. That's about it, isn't it? Listen to Total Talk Nonsense, listen to Out My Shorts,
and
go
Pod
to
Pod Riot,
go to the... It's podriot.com.
Podriot.com.
Again, they're on our MySpace and all that, and there's... are there details about Pod Riot on...
Punky Radio.
Punkyradio.com.
No.
We'll sort it out. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! But you can't hear.
This is a music podcast from Minnesota.
Gary Holsteady. Gary Holsteady.
Gary Holsteady. Gary Holsteady comedy right there for you.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Gary talks too fucking much.
Fuck yeah, dude. You can check out my show, The Independent Stream, at independentstream.podomatic.com.
Oh, trippy noise.
There is no payola.
Man, fuck the mainstream.
And no corporate swine.
Those are the goddamn leeches killing the music business.
It's the Independent Stream.
Look, Tony.
What?
Once you've worn them once, you won't mind wearing them again.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.